Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here, Getaway Friday, October 31st, 2025. Happy Halloween. Pastor Whitaker will not be here this week. He had an emergency come up, so we will be happy when he comes back next week. We've got two more hours of programming here this morning. Phone lines open, 740-383-9944. Tonight, we've got the Friday Night Show, 8 to 10. We'll be passing out Halloween candy in the back parking lot here, 5:30 to 7:30 tonight, thanks to the Industrial Channel. And what's on your show tonight, Matt?
Well, on my show tonight, I may or may not have a guest. I have not gotten confirmation yet. Should that not happen, we'll probably end up talking about politics as, today is the last day they could fund the government before, well, I guess the WIC. Or the food stamps.
And by the way, if you were listening last hour, does anybody understand what Matt was saying? Because I certainly don't. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Because, Hold on. Because I'm not saying anything regarding Republican or Democrat. I'm just saying if you are the minority party anywhere, that the first time you make a deal, which was done in July, and your own party beats you over the head mercilessly to the point where they even want to throw you out as the majority leader, Chuck Schumer, because he was doing the thing that politicians do, compromise and make a deal, you're probably not going to do it the second time around.
He didn't compromise.
He gave him everything.
That's not a compromise.
So you want him to shut it down back in July? And do this. Well, apparently somebody, maybe they understand you, Matt. Maybe somebody will understand you. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, they don't even want to compromise and say that, well, instead of the no subsidies at all, we'll give a little subsidy. Not as much. It'll still go up on people, but it's not going to go up astronomically.
Well, but Matt says, get off of health care and go someplace else and make your deal.
Or just change the parameters. That's the same two bills.
Oh, we can't talk at the same time. Go ahead, caller.
I said that's just stupid. I mean, compromise on something that doesn't really affect or matter to people just for the sake of you got to compromise?
Yeah.
I mean,
so
compromise on issues that are important to both parties, not just some little thing that's in there that nobody really cares about.
Okay.
Or it's going to help people.
That's the same two bills that they've been voting on to fund the government, and neither of them has passed. Nothing's changed. They voted a dozen times now. Obviously, it's not going to work that way. I mean, you don't have
to. If you talk this loud all the time, we'd be good.
You don't have to abandon health care. Just change the parameters. Change something. There's no. Okay, well, we agree then.
They don't want to compromise on it. Period.
That's what I'm saying. Who's compromising?
That was my original point. Nobody's compromising. You said, is it not a compromise that they just want health care and they're going to give them all the other things? It's the same two bills. So there hasn't been a compromise.
To replace all the new cars this year for some government program, you want them to compromise, well, we'll wait till next year to buy these cars. You want them to vote for a bill that ain't going to help people.
I guess my point is here, and I don't care about the party affiliation, but if the issue is the Democrats want health care funded and the Republicans don't, and the Democrats are saying, we're not going to pass your entire bill until you fund this, why aren't the Republicans saying, you know what, we'll fund half of it?
That's what I'm saying.
Where is that? Where is the compromise?
They don't want to compromise on anything. That's it. They know that as soon as they come back, they're going to have to sign in this new girl that got elected because Mike Johnson won't do it.
I'll tell you, that's a very interesting point.
Just a while back on two Republicans when there was nobody in session. It can be done, has a history of being done, but as soon as they come back, they're going to vote to to release the Epstein list.
And again, we're only dealing in fact here, but why did Mike Johnson send all his congresspeople home?
Yeah.
The Democrats are in Washington right now. Usually during a shutdown, they both stay, and they're hammering out a deal. Why did they go home?
When they come back, there's going to be a vote on the Epstein list.
So,
and that's the biggest reason why they don't want compromise.
So, Matt, this sparks to you compromise. This party, let's go all home.
I've said now at least five times, I don't think there is compromise. Nobody's compromising. The Democrats haven't changed their will.
Compromise if somebody won't talk to you.
Yeah, how do you get a compromise? They're not there.
There hasn't been a comp. They were there. They had to get sent home at some point.
Right at the beginning. They said, we are not coming off this.
Then how have they voted on the bill like 12 times? I mean, the
Senate.
Okay, the Senate's still there then.
Yeah, the Senate's there.
Okay, so why don't they? Then the Senate can make a compromise.
But it has to go back through the House if there's a change.
Do you get your health care, Matt, off of the Affordable Care Act?
No.
You get it from Kroger's?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I don't know if Kroger's gets any help from the government to fund your health care or not, but that could be. If your health care was going up from $1,000 a year to $3,000 a year, what would you do?
I guess I'm paying $3,000 a year for health care.
I guess you... Do you have that much disposable income you could cut out?
Well, if it's either that or pay $15,000 every time I go to the hospital, then yeah.
Well, a lot of people just won't have that money. And then you know what's going to happen to the people? They're not going to go to doctors. They're not going to find out...
Most people already don't go to doctors.
High blood pressure. And then when they do go to the hospital, it's going to be astronomically priced for them because it wasn't... The health care wasn't done consistently through their life.
Also, I might have my numbers a little bit off, but I think the vote's either 54 to 46 or 56 to 44. But either way, you need a handful of Democrats to swap over, and you need over a dozen Republicans.
But by the way,
it'd be easier if
they
just...
But I should mention...
You don't need no Democrats to swap over. There's more Republicans than there is a Democrat.
Yeah, that's my point. You need more...
Republicans won't stand with you.
You need more Republicans than Democrats.
But I should...
You're in the majority.
But I should mention...
That's my point.
Hold on. I am... there is... Marjorie Taylor Greene has flipped. I believe Thune has said he would give him a year of funding the Affordable Care Act. So... And they say they have enough votes for that. So... I think the Democrat, just if you look at the situation, they would say to themselves, and also, Marjorie Taylor Greene has called her party wimps. She has said that on the conference calls with Mike Johnson, they have no solution to the health care problem, even though in public they say they do. Now, when you're putting that information out, and that's your party, and you're the hardcore Trump person, there's a problem there, I think.
John Fetterman.
Kudos for... Stepping up.
Well, Fetterman has said that he thinks it's the Democrats' fault. He's a Democrat. He said he thinks it was wrong when the Republicans shut down the government, and now it's the Democrats holding up the government. He blamed it on the Democrats.
John,
he's a Democrat.
And he's
it's
also
the same concept.
How many strokes has the man suffered?
I don't know. How much Botox has whoever had? I mean, what difference does it make?
Well, I don't know that Botox affects your mind. I think strokes do.
And insurance ain't going to pay for Botox. So that ain't even a consideration.
But again, the point is, the argument here to me is just come to the table, both parties, and work out something. You're right, you are voting on the same bill over and over and over. But what's the compromise on the one
issue? I agree, there's no compromise.
Right, but so you just say, give it to them.
No, that's not what I said. I said, pick a different issue or change your parameters.
Okay, pick a different issue is not what's going to happen.
Okay, then change your parameters. If you don't want to change the issue, then change the parameters.
So if you're the party, if you are losing, you should change your parameters. You should say, okay, well, since you're not going to give us everything we want, we're gonna meet you halfway. What have they met? They're not even there.
What kind of...
good enough to get all Republicans to go for it, it would pass. But even some Republicans got sense and don't want American people to die over it.
Well, why Thune? has said he will not get rid of the filibuster because he feels this is a way to stop bad legislation from passing. He's a Republican.
Yeah.
Marjorie Taylor Greene, hardcore Republican, has said this is the wrong thing to do. And one of the reasons is my own party has no solution to the problem. So even if we do pass
Nobody's got a solution to the problem.
Oh, we have a,
there's a program in place now saying they got no plan to come in. Nothing to replace it.
Mike Johnson says they do as soon as they open up the government, you know.
And that they're
going to
have this plan. And Marjorie Taylor Greene says when I ask him on our calls what that plan is, he doesn't have any.
That was like Trump when he was running. He had this real thick folder with pages in it. And he said that was his health care plan. And then the lady interviewing him seen that there it was just all blank paper.
All I know is this year, when Representative Green at the State of the Union stood up and shook his cane and got removed, people said, those Democrats stood up and walked out with him.
Yeah, I said that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why? Who cares? Don't, no. Sit down. You're in the minority party and nod. That's what you're telling them to do now. You're in the minority. You ain't got the power. Sit down and nod. July came around. The bill came up. Schumer went to his people, said, listen, we're the minority party. Shutting down the government is bad. That's not going to be a good thing to do. Services are going to get cut off for people. Let's just pass this thing. And he convinced enough people to do that. And you know what? They beat him over the head.
Going to be losing too.
They beat him with baseball bats over the head in December, his own party. So now, he's not going to get beat with baseball bats again. He's saying, do it.
Again, I'm not saying that they should sit there and do nothing. I'm saying that they might as well be sitting there doing nothing right now.
That's what they're doing.
They voted on the same bills again. I mean, like, nothing's changed.
So what do you think was going to happen in July? Where do you think the Republican Party was going to change their mind in July? If the Democrats had shut it down in July and Schumer hadn't convinced the Democratic senators to vote for that bill, which he got all the heat for weeks and weeks and weeks over, exactly what deal did the Republicans make to keep the government open back in July?
Nothing.
Different than today. Well, where have they progressed in the last 5 months?
Is your parents retired, Matt?
No.
Do they get their health care through the Affordable Care Exchange?
No, they also get their health care through work.
And they're probably close to retiring.
No. My parents are young.
Are they? But, you know, when they do retire, there's cuts coming to Medicaid and Medicare.
But my point is, again, the Democrats are not doing as Mary Ellen said, I'm not saying the Democrats are doing the right thing here, but there is no compromise on this issue. Nothing.
Yeah, I agree. No compromise.
That's the problem.
I agree.
Yeah, but compromise. But what you're saying, switch issues.
Or change your parameters.
Switch issues is not the problem here.
If I want health care funded 100%, and the Republicans are not going to do that whatsoever, just to be like, yeah, okay, what if you funded it 75%?
Okay, here's my point.
Right, Matt, that's what I'm saying.
All right, we agree. I think I've said that.
Not compromising on nothing.
So the Republicans have offered that?
No!
They've offered Benny.
What? Well, why don't they offer it then? Get the thing back open. Let's
why
do
don't
it.
The Democrats change the plan? I mean, like, it's the same. It's just, it doesn't matter who puts forward the change. It's the same bill that you'd be voting on. It just matters.
Well, you just
the bill when nobody's there.
You just said that the Democrats have less votes to change. So if you're the Republicans and you really want to open up the government, yeah, they all, four votes, you said. Four Democrats have to vote the other way. That's it. Okay, so if you're the Republicans...
Four or six. I don't know the...
Okay,
it's 50,
whatever.
Ten. Yes, under ten.
Okay, so if you're the Republican and you really want the government open back up, and you know this is the issue, why not go and say, we'll give you 75% of this issue? And that'll sway under 10 people. And
I'm sure it would.
Why don't you do it?
I don't know. You take that up with them. Why don't the Democrats, again, put forward the bill?
I think the Democrats...
They have two bills.
Change
the bill that the Democrats put forward.
I think the Democrats did try to have this work done back in July, right up till the final day, and the Republicans said, no. And then what did they do? They said, you vote for it or we'll shut the government down. And that's what happened. I think they were working on it this time. And what compromise did the Republicans come up with on this when they knew the government shutdown was coming this time? No. And so where are we? Where is the great compromise?
Again, I've said now probably 12 times, there hasn't been there's no compromise.
Right, but the party in power could have never had the government shut down. Why did they not offer anything in July, offer anything now?
You want them to compromise on a bill that don't mean a hill of beans to nobody.
What?
For the sake of compromising.
Why did government Governor Mike DeWine 4 days ago say there's nothing I can do about this? Then when it was the day before, said, "Well, wait a second. Here comes $25 million." Is he a liar?
Apparently.
No. He knew he was playing the game.
Well, then he should have just not said anything.
Do you really think that the government's going to stay shut down long? Why do you think Donald Trump today has said, kill the filibuster in the Senate? Why now? We've been closed down 31 days.
Well, I tell you, people's going to hate him more and more when that happens. People already can't stand it.
That the compromise you want, Mike? Or Matt? Compromise you want? Kill that filibuster and just forget the Democrats.
Well,
people,
how do you do that?
Can't you do that?
No, but he's telling the senators, do it.
Yeah, but how?
Do the nuclear option. They've always called it the nuclear option. Kill the filibuster.
How do you do that?
The Senate could vote to get rid of the filibuster.
And then what happens?
Then it's not 60 votes you need. Then it's just a majority. And they've got that.
And so, you don't need a super majority to kill the filibuster.
No. Don't believe so.
I would have done that ages ago then.
So you think that's how this government should be run?
Well, no, but I mean, if you're going to make a power play, that's a power play.
Oh, so you really aren't for compromise. You're really for just power.
Well, no, but I mean, it seems that Donald Trump's really about power. And I think that if Donald Trump wanted a power play, that's a power play.
Well, why'd you wait 31 days to do it?
Take it out because it looks bad. I mean, it looks bad. I mean, you've now essentially got... I mean, you said, those 10 votes don't matter.
So you don't think it has anything to do with the fact that Snap's going away tomorrow?
He can't just go tearing down a White House.
Well, he did.
Half of it. Wait till the other half gets tore down because he wants a better place.
All I'm saying is, we all know why he's bringing this up today. The SNAP benefits are going away tomorrow, and he knows, whether you want to believe it or not, that plays well for the Democrats. DeWine knows it plays well for the Democrats.
Again, I didn't say it didn't play well for the Democrats.
And that's why they're not compromising.
They know
they don't have to.
I just said it was a gambit, and I don't think it's a very good gambit, but that doesn't make it not a gambit.
The problem is, Matt, there's the money there for it.
There is, and President Trump could release it. There is emergency
for
funds
like this to keep the government open.
That's what I'm saying. What is the compromise? Where has there been a compromise from the Republican side?
There hasn't been a compromise from anybody's side.
Right, but okay. Donald Trump, President Trump, has emergency benefits to release to SNAP. He knows he could do that by himself.
Mm-hmm.
Why hasn't he done it?
I'll take that up with Donald Trump. I wouldn't. Again.
I guess you just have to take it up with those Democrats.
Yeah.
Well, he thinks all those people getting the SNAP benefits was the ones out there protesting against him. So he dropped crap all over them. So this is another way to punish him.
Well, we'll see where it goes. Maybe somebody else knows how to figure this out. Thank you.
Hopefully.
All right, if anybody else understands this, help me. Because, again, I'm not saying the Republicans are right. I'm not saying the Democrats are right. What I'm saying is, who is coming to the table? Who?
Nobody.
Anybody.
Nobody.
Right. So, why?
Your guess is as good as mine.
And usually, it's the party in power that comes because they know they have less people to sway.
Yeah.
So, why aren't they doing it?
They want their bill.
They want their bill. Okay. So, where's the compromise? Which is what I've been saying this entire time.
Okay. Again, I agree. There's no compromise.
Okay, so if there's no compromise and you're a Democrat, you do what?
Well, I mean, it's kind of like I'm not going to say hi to that person if that person never says hi to me. If nobody ever puts forward a compromise first, nothing's going to happen.
Next time when Mary Ellen's in here, ask about the first modern-day shutdown that came during the Clinton administration when it was Gingrich and Clinton. Gingrich was the Speaker of the House. Clinton was the president. And the Republicans were in power. Who made the deal? Clinton and Gingrich. They came to the table. Nobody got everything they wanted, but they made a deal.
That's, yeah.
Well, where is that now?
Again, we're walking in circles.
No, but
there's no compromise.
I think the Democrats in this are at the table. The Republicans are at home. And the president is saying, blow up the filibuster.
Okay.
So there's a little different situation going on. And by the way, the Senate Majority Leader, John Thune, obviously a Republican, has said that is something that's been a bulwark against a lot of really bad things happening in our country, and he has ruled that out.
What? The
filibuster in the Senate.
What's the quote? I guess I misheard it. What?
That John Thune, the head of the Senate, when the president is saying get rid of the filibuster, he's saying no, because one day we might be the minority party, and this has stopped a lot of really bad legislation over the years.
Oh, well, yeah, sure. I mean, that's better. I mean, I don't think it's a good idea to go, you know, stopping the filibuster, but I mean, if Donald Trump really wants that bill done, and the Republicans really want their bill, I mean...
But just remember, if it ever flips,
same thing for the
Democrats.
Well, yeah, the tables turn.
I don't know that's a good idea. President Trump says, we are in power, and if we did what we should be doing, it would immediately end this ridiculousness. Country destroying. Shut down, he wrote. So, who sounds nervous in this, the Democrats or the Republicans?
Well, neither of them are really ecstatic.
I don't know. Tell me what the Democrats are saying. I don't think that they say the country is destroying.
I mean, I'm sure I could find the quotes. I don't know. I mean, like I said, there are more Democrats crossing over than Republicans. You got Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Republicans and Democrats.
Did I say it backwards? No.
You said Democrats than Republicans.
Yeah. As of currently, though, there are more Democrats crossing over. Three. Well, two and an independent, I guess. But he's in like a coalition with the Democrats.
That's Republicans crossing over.
No.
Crossing over to what?
Voting yes on the Republican bill. Voting however you want to.
Who's crossed over on the Democratic side? Besides Fetterman.
One second, I'll look up the names.
Okay. In any event, they don't have the votes.
No, but you got three people crossing over towards the Republican bill, and Marjorie Taylor Greene crossing over towards the Democratic
bill. That's in the House.
Do it?
That's the House.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's not who's voting on this right now. It's the Senate. The filibuster rules in the Senate.
Well, the House is gone.
Yeah, but so the House is irrelevant. We're in the Senate. It has to pass the Senate. That's where the legislation's done. Then the House funds it, but the legislation's in the Senate. So what Senate Democrats have crossed over?
What is it? I'm looking.
Besides Fetterman. I believe he's, to my knowledge, the only one. And again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But I believe Thune, the head of the Republican Party in the Senate, has said we'll extend this a year.
Catherine Cortez Masto of Nevada and Angus King of Maine, as well as John Fetterman of Pennsylvania.
Three. And how many Republicans?
Well, none.
No, there have been Republicans in the Senate.
crossover?
Who have said that we will extend this a year. I think Susan Collins is in there. I think Murkowski might be in there.
One's it. Okay. Loading.
I don't know. It's a messy thing.
Well, yeah. I mean, government shutdowns I don't think are supposed to be clean.
But the governor has funded SNAP somewhat for the month here in Ohio. So we'll see how that all shakes out. 740-383-9944.
Cracks are forming in the Senate GOP conference over whether benefits under the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program should be allowed to lapse this weekend. Republicans have been unified throughout the shutdown and voting 13 times for a House-passed bill to reopen the government, but there are divisions. Well, it would seem to me that, Josh Haley said, I think we got to find some way to help 40 million people. This Saturday is going to be bad. It's going to be really bad. But they haven't voted. I mean, again, they're unified in votes. They just say, hey, man, this is not good.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, how are you?
Oh, good. How are you?
Not too bad. Hey, my opinion on the filibuster thing is that Trump's willing to get rid of the filibuster and do away with it, and which really isn't a smart move on his part if he's going to lose his majority come the midterms. But the big operative word there is if he loses the midterms. And in my opinion, I think he's willing to do the get rid of the filibuster because there's going to be an emergency during the midterms, and he's going to try to declare martial law. He's already putting the troops in place and testing it out here and there and testing it out in the courts, and he's made comments recently about the level of military and presence he's going to have in these cities. So that's where I feel he's going with it.
So how do you feel that the Democrats are more in the wrong here or the Republicans?
More in the wrong. It always comes down to the poorest, the least of these that are used as the pawns. And, I mean, it's no different than Vietnam War, where all the poor people were sent to fight the war and die. And if you could go to, you go to college, or if you're married and had kids and this and that and the other, you could get out of it, or had bone spurs. I don't know. I think it's an equal thing. I don't think it should ever come to this in the first place. You know, it's all political game. They both play. As I've stated often, I'm an independent, and I see the benefits. I lean liberal. I was raised blue. I'm about social services. I'm all about people being able to collect SNAP and do these things. I think they should be bridge services. I'm not big on people living off it. You got second, third, fourth generations of everybody in the family's got a disability. And, I've had these conversations online recently with people that want to come at me because, it's kind of like the property taxes and the school levies. It's for the kids, or you're a terrible person because you're voting against education. No, at some point you have to have a little pain to have some gain, and I guarantee you there's not many of us out there that don't know people who game the system, game welfare, game SSI, SSDI, all of them, shouldn't be collecting. Many of them live better than people who work. So, I'm not an either-or person, so, as I said, I really can't lay blame either way. The president has the majority. They are the party in power. They kept saying, give us the power and here's what we'll do, and then I see a lot of blaming. I see a lot of blaming in Marion, Ohio. I see a lot of quitters in Marion, Ohio. So,
Well, what do you make of
what opinions?
Well, what do you make of the Marion, Ohio story this week? I mean, we saw what happened at City Council Monday night with the mayor turning everything over to the state, and then we found out that Julie Welch resigned the same day. Marion Area Transit, two other directors have either retired or resigned in the last month, and apparently some budget lines are negative.
I mean, the best analogy I can say, and it's really not a reference to anybody in the administration, it's just a general reference that the rats are the first to know that the ship is sinking, so they get the hell off.
Well, before I let you go here, what do you make of Twyla Lang's comments about this is the past administration's fault?
I mean, past administration, I didn't follow city government that well. Like I said, I live out in the county and didn't have any dog in the race because I didn't own any property in the city, so I didn't really follow it too much for a lot of years. But it was always my understanding that, you know, Schertzer, I never understood how Schertzer stayed in office, to be honest with you. I mean, I thought there was an awful lot of Republicans all around him, and everybody else was Republican, and he was the only Democrat. So I guess, and I've asked that question of people that I you know, communicate with, you know, and, you know, give me some kind of a record of, during the 16 years of Schertzer, how many years was there a Democratic majority on the council? I mean, there had to be majorities of Republicans, and why weren't they doing things then?
Well, I was there for some of. Well, I was there for the entire Schertzer administration, and Mayor Schertzer, and I think this is why there's such a big difference between he and Mayor Collins, is Mayor Schertzer was a very fiscally conservative person. Matter of fact, I can't think of five pieces of legislation that Mayor Schertzer brought to council in 16 years. I mean, Mayor Schertzer did not come up with an idea and say, council funded. That didn't happen under Mayor Schertzer. Now, he did want a budget director at one point, and I believe that got blown down. He vetoed the pool twice, and they overturned his veto both times. So things like that happened, but look at the Schertzer, look at the end of Kellogg and the beginning of Schertzer, and then follow through that 16 years. He vetoed the pay raises. Now tell me any program that Schertzer got or offered to council to fund in the 16 years he was there. And also a point to mention, in Jack Kellogg's 16 years, only two of those years did he have a Republican council. Only 2 years out of 16 did Jack Kellogg have a majority Republican council as a Republican mayor. Jack Kellogg got a lot of things done. And if you ask him how he got it done, he'll say he had a good relationship with Mike Thomas and the Democratic Party. They could talk it out.
I never thought that Schertzer did a whole hell of a lot other than tan and hang out at the Y, and he was at every meet and greet. I mean, he looked good. I just assumed, to be honest with you, looking from the outside in, that, again, he was very much a minority on an island in a Republican, you know, land. And I took it that he wasn't even trying to pass stuff, because why? What's the point?
Well,
what I said. And maybe I'm wrong. Like I said,
it's
limited scope of it.
Now, maybe that, I don't know what was going on in his head, but Mayor Schertzer, he had majorities at times. He did have Democratic majorities, and he had Republicans who agreed with him. I mean, more than not. But I think Mayor Schertzer, and again, it's just I think because I'm not in the man's mind, if he wanted legislation, he certainly never offered it. He just was not that type of mayor. He did not get an idea and say, council, fund it. He wanted council
right,
to come
up.
Yeah.
But all these problems aren't, I mean, I agree with you. I mean, if you know whether publicly all that's going on or not, that, you know, there's negative balances, you don't spend all the money on wraps and signage, and even if it's a good idea, even if in the long term it is a good idea, it's not fiscally responsible. So, you know, doing all that and bringing the party bus in, and I mean, to me, the whole conversation about the economic development person prior to him saying, you know, we called the state auditor, was like, as Schaber said, you know, what? you maybe should have made sure you got that thing passed and pushed through an emergency and suspend all the readings and all that, because, I mean, now what you going to get done? And it only makes sense.
You know,
to me, it shows lack of understanding. It shows of, to me, like they're just kind of sitting there spitballing.
Well, I'll give you this, because it's interesting. You know, Mayor Kellogg and Mayor Schertzer had both been on council, so they had seen how it worked, and they were a part of the system of how it worked before they became the chief executive of the city. And also, one of Mayor Schertzer's famous quotes when it came to spending money and also getting something passed, Mayor Schertzer would always say, "I know how to count." And what he was talking about, he said, "I know what votes I have, I know what votes I don't have," and if he could not count the votes that he had before he tried something, I don't think he would do it.
Well, that's not a stupid move. It's like the whole charter thing. You're a smart man, and I know you understand this, but, you know, even if they only get 20 voters, if they're all Republican and they all vote for the charter, they got it. I mean,
well, that's what the people kept.
They don't really care about what the people say. They only care about saying that they put it out for vote and the people voted, and this is the will of the people. I mean, I'm all about people voting and they should vote, but I mean, let's just be real. It's not the will of the people if you get, 5% of the population.
Well,
you got all that voted, maybe. But.
Well, and you got it. And I believe that will be the story Tuesday night. People keep asking me, do you think the charter is going to pass? And I keep saying, I would not be surprised if it failed, and I won't be surprised if it passes, because we're going to have extremely low voter turnout. So it's just going to be who turns out. But I will tell you this, the story either way on election night will be with low voter turnout, because there have been stories written on this. This charter has been talked about. Social media has talked about it. It didn't drive votes. So you're exactly right to say, even if it passes, is it the will of the people? No. And you know what? The people who put it on the ballot put it on, 2 to 3 months before the election, in a year they knew was going to have super low turnout. You know, think about that.
Sure, it's all a plan. I mean, I have discussions with people in the Democratic parties, and, you know, they're always happy with me on that, is that, you know, you guys are a bunch of lamers today. You don't even have an office in Marion, Ohio. How lame is that?
It's a different operation.
Whether you like people or not, you got to give the Republicans, you know, some kind of cred. You know, they do have a plan on those things. They don't have any Medicare plan. They don't even have concepts of a plan. But, you know, they do have a plan to overthrow this, or, you know, get their thing through. The charter, as I said, you know that was a plan. You know that when they come to vote for the charter, it's going to be an off year again. And again, it won't be the majority of the people. I worry about taking the way of voting, you know. I mean, I get the whole thing. I don't understand the whole concept of not having a list of requirements for an auditor position that, you know, includes, you know, you have to have a bachelor's degree, you have to have this much experience, or yada, yada, other than they only wanted a political person to be in there. And you get what you get there. I mean, come on, you know. My kind of thing was, it's like, you know, let's say like the last 6 years of Schertzer's term, I mean, were there primarily Republican majorities in council?
Not really. I mean, the last 2 years was not primarily Republican. It was pretty split, even. And the president of council, I think the last 4 years, was a Democrat. So it was always pretty slim one way or another. And you always had Republicans who were, like, Dr. Scott Gray was more of a liberal conservative. I'm trying to think of some other ones who were, Schaber. I'm not sure he's a liberal conservative, but he didn't always go with the Republican Party.
I think he's a common sense conservative, you know?
Yeah,
I mean, people hate to use that liberal term, but I think there's common sense conservatives, and then there's Trump conservatives, in my opinion.
Well, there were people who could be swayed. I mean, Rick Hudl was somebody who could be swayed. Jason Schauber could be swayed. Certainly Scott Gray could be swayed. There were people who, I believe, I'm trying to remember his name, but there were a lot of people who were not stuck in their position, and certainly there was not the idea of let's meet before and this is the way we're going to vote. I mean, that didn't happen so blatantly as it might happen now.
But here's the thing. You say it sometimes they were pretty even. If you go on the record and you look at all the different meetings and you read the minutes and all that, I mean, why weren't that 50% of city council, or were they pushing back on the Schertzer administration? Were they saying, we want to fix this and we want an audit and we want this work? And maybe I'm not using the right terms. My point being is, and I'm not trying to come against Twyla, I often play devil's advocate. And, you know, if you guys are actually trying to fix it, where were you guys in the R party before this? Were you all just sitting back and riding the crazy train and benefit from it, or what?
I don't blame the Marion Star for this. They just weren't here when this happened. But the fact remains, and nobody's ever pointed this out, Mayor Schertzer called for Robert Landon to resign, which he did, and Mayor Schertzer also called for Miranda McGinnis to resign. Now, she didn't, but he called for it. I don't believe Bill Collins has ever called for Miranda McGinnis to resign.
Right, but they've had these no-confidence votes for Tommy, and, I mean, what's the point of that other than to humiliate him? And,
right, but that
and
was
he,
how...
He's already said, I mean, he's in your own party. He's in your own party, and you're just trying to humiliate him to make sure that nobody looks at what you're doing, I guess. I mean, that's what it says to me.
Right. I think Schertzer's was with the auditor. Schertzer wanted Robert Landon out, said so, and Robert did leave. Schertzer wanted Miranda out. She did not leave, but Schertzer was at the end of his tenure. Bill Collins, to my knowledge, and Bill Collins, I don't know if he's a part of these conversations about no confidence, but I've never seen him vote, and I've never seen him speak up during those no confidence votes. So it's interesting to me that Mayor Schertzer made it a point to go to the press and say, I think Robert Landon should resign. I think Miranda McGinnis should resign. Bill Collins has not done that in 2 years. So when I hear this administration has tried to fix the problem, I don't know what did they do.
Well, and I would say, I mean, I guess what you're saying is that, or what I'm hearing is that, you know, the city council is the ones bringing these no confidence votes. So the city council, in my mind, are the voice, the representation of the constituents, not the administration. And so that says to me they must be getting inundated with phone calls and emails from their constituents saying, you know, we want a no-confidence vote for this, for these people. And, I mean, I'm not for or against Miranda. I mean, I will give her credit for, I mean, she's in there trying. I mean, she's owning her crap. Even the stuff about the, we made an IRS payment. I mean, you know what? She told the truth. You know, it's not good. And I'm not saying that's the way to do it. But, I mean, if you don't have any process of vetting somebody in the first place for their qualifications of the job, you kind of get what you get. But if you're going to step into the job and you do the best you can. And when you make mistakes, we all have to sometimes stop and reflect on what we're doing and say, whoa, man, I had good intentions, but I screwed that up. But, I mean, I'm not big on quitting. I'm really just not big on quitting, you know. And then you get the people that will come on and say, well, all you want to do, Phil, is criticize leadership and this and that. And if you think it's so easy to do, why don't you run for office? I don't run for office or leadership positions because I don't think I qualify for leadership positions. I think that the average person doesn't qualify doesn't mean we don't have an opinion, doesn't mean we don't have a right to our opinion. We're still a constituent. We still, I mean, leadership is all about to whom much is given, much is required. So, Navy SEALs aren't Navy SEALs because they just, it's good enough. Well, yeah, it's okay, man. What's that? What's the big deal? No, they hold themselves to a very high standard. It's kind of like with the whole situation with Naomi Craig and her mom's murder and all of that. I would think that if I was a person who came up from the police department, was the chief of police, and now the mayor in a very real situation where he can bring resolution to a lot of cases, not only this, I would have a moment of reflection and say, you know what? This isn't about me tearing down my police department. This is about us going back, assessing, and looking at what we need to change. You know, it's kind of like Ohio State losing to Michigan. You go back, you regroup, you change, and hopefully you come back and win. But you have to be able to admit that there was fault. You have to remember there was mistakes, or that there was, you know, things that need to be done better. So I'm out of breath, and that's all I got.
Hey, I think a lot of people agree. Thanks for calling.
Have a great one, bye.
You too, bye-bye. We always appreciate the callers, and we'll be back right after this. Don't go anywhere.
He needed her after that primary election.
Yes, and I think I go back to Abraham Lincoln when it's you bring your enemies close.
That was...